certainly appreciate everything thus far, the service, what our hearts have been made to feel already, the good songs, testimony, just everything. And if you know the worth of prayer this evening, I believe many in here do, I'd ask you that you'd pray for us for a little while tonight. I'd like to be able to truly get myself out of the way and get to where the Lord could use us tonight for His honor and His glory. We need the Lord. I've never seen a point in my life that I felt like I didn't need Him. I need Him. I need Him right now, as much as I ever have. I my brother Robbie said sometimes last night, before he got to preaching, he said, how when this hour comes, you know, you pray for everybody else and you desire to see everybody else go and make that journey and make that crossing. And sometimes it feels far away for you that you feel like, Lord, will I be able to get there? But this evening, I don't know, things kind of shifted on us a little bit. And I'm just going to read what the Lord gave us tonight. It's very familiar, but it's what's on our heart. And I sure ain't going to step out here and try anything without the Lord. I learned a long, long time ago, if the Lord lets us live till the 29th of this month, we've been pastoring 40 years. And I know that's not as long as Brother Andy and maybe others here, but I've learned some things in that time that I got. When I get behind this book board, I want everybody's prayers and I appreciate them, but I got to have the Lord. I can't do it without Him this evening. So I'm going to read tonight in the book of Acts chapter 3 and some in chapter 4. That's what's on our heart. And you pray for us, if you would. We'd just be able to get joy out of the way. The book of Acts, chapter 3, and this is, as we said already, familiar scripture, but it's what's on our heart, and we're going to start reading with the 9th verse, and I know typically we read before that, but I can't help it. It's just the way the Lord gave it to us. We're going to read the 9th and 10th verse. The Bible said, "And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him." And if you'll turn with me over to the 4th chapter tonight, and I'm going to read just a few verses there. Beginning with verse 13. "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was shewed. And that's all we feel like reading tonight. And if you would pray for us for a little bit, I hope and pray that tonight that you'll pray for us like I believe you did for the good singers tonight. And I've been blessed already by the good songs of Zion that we've been blessed to hear this evening. But if you would, for a little bit, just utter a prayer that the Lord might give us deliverance here in this place tonight. I appreciate everybody that's here tonight. I appreciate most of all the Lord having been here with us this week. But I thought about it, and I know, and sometimes we think, and I do myself, I've been in several revivals the spring and the last few weeks, and I get to thinking, Lord, might have already read that. I don't know. Or maybe, Lord, we hear that a lot or all the time. But I'm glad that I don't have anything new tonight to bring unto you. I've just got the Word of God. I thought about a couple of words, maybe a few more, but I'll tell you what's on my heart right now. It's just simply undeniable. Why tonight, I'm glad there are some things in this world that's simply undeniable. Here, and I read to you, I'm glad we live in a world. I can't help what the world believes about who made the world. We believe that it was God that made the world, and to us it's just simply undeniable. We don't believe any other thing. And thank God that we got peace about it tonight. I don't go to bed but I was robbing wonder. I reckon that the Lord formed the world. I know that he did. It's simply undeniable. And thank God when Jesus done something, he didn't leave it open. He made it to where there was no question who it was. It was him. I'm glad when the Lord saved my soul. I couldn't have done it. We believe in men's ability to recover themselves from that fallen state in which we're in. We can't do it ourselves, but thank God, one day, Brother Earl, I came under conviction, and I couldn't deny it. It was like it never had been before. I had never been bothered like that, but one day, God got on my heart. Yeah. We was at a revival last week in Copper Hill, Tennessee, a young girl, one night, 18 years old, came to the altar. She went up a couple years before, put her name on the church roll, but when she testified, she said, I couldn't have got saved because I wasn't even old. But she said, sat back there on the bench. It was undeniable that I get me game lost and undone. And she didn't stop there. Thank God she knew beyond the shadow of the doubt that he had saved her. I'm glad a change come to our lives and everything.
Stop sign. Some out there begging for money. And you know what you do? You'll turn and look the other way. That ain't what they did. They didn't try to walk on by. They just said, look on us. But I got news for you. Silver and gold. We ain't got it. But the son of the thing we have. Get out of here.
Amen.
Amen. No denying. I'm not here tonight questioning who I am. I'm Joy Phillips. I'm born September 13, 1965. But in December of 1972, I want you to know, ain't no denying, I got my name recorded in the Lamb out of the light. I became lost, but I didn't stay that way. I became found.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Oh, we live in a town to look on us. And so we did. I was going to sit down if it's okay. Hear me. I got up. We know the scripture. I'm not getting into all that. I got up. He hit my crawl out of there. That was what happened to him. I run John. When he got up and got on his feet, the Bible said he would have run it. Where'd he go? Yeah. and our shut-ins can get it, but it's also holding the window up into the world, and the world sits around, and they're denying everything we say. In the back. Jonathan was out in the field. And he made him a promise. He'd take care of his household. He was down in the lonely bar, probably hiding. Probably thought one day they're going to kill me for Saul's sake. They done took over his kingdom. Take them braces off, socks off, she'll begin to dress those feet because there's not much circulation there. Then carry that old dry skin on up, and she'll have to. Waiting on your return. He said, I'm going to give the land. He looked at him and said, what is land? Why do I need land? You know what he said? I remember the day when you came by. And I was down in the holy bar and you called for me. And he said, that's all I got. That's all I need.
Yeah.
It was a mark.
Yeah.
He was a master.
Right.
Forevermore.
lifetime.
Yeah, amen.
Ain't no denying. I like it when you can't deny it, it was God. Oh, give you seven more times, and I came over there to where your dad, he said, yeah. Talk all that good talk to me. Where is the Lord God of our fathers that brought them out of Egypt? And all those miracles, where are they at now? The Midianites have us surrounded. Yeah. They're eating our corn, our grain, our animals are starving to death. And I'm out here threshing wheat out here in the floor. And we might not starve to death. You come to me telling me I'm going to lead the people out. He said, you are. You're the one God showed. And hear me today. According to scripture and reading about it, how the Midianites had, I believe, 130-something thousand men. I surrounded them. All Gideon had in the beginning was 32,000.
Thank you.
undeniable that we all got troubles. The Bible said, man is born of a woman a few days and got full of trouble.
Yeah.
Full of trouble. He also said, in the world, you shall have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world, and me there's peace. He also said, peace I have and peace I give, not as the world giveth. It's undeniable that he came to save a lost world.
Yeah.
He said, well, I don't know the Lord, nothing, ain't done nothing. The Bible says this, I'll say this, I'm going to be finished, but the Bible says about the king. It says, do you suppose that those men over there whose blood out of mingled in the offering? He said, do you suppose that they were sinners above all other sinners? He said, I say nothing. But except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He said, do you suppose that those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell? He said, do you suppose that they were sinners above all? He said, I say nothing, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. One thing is very undeniable about you need the Lord in their life and their situation. You need Him in what you're going through. You need Him in your life tonight. You need Him to help you in your home. You need Him to help you in your situation. It's undeniable. You're not denying it tonight. You know you do. But what are you going to do? Give Him your life. But His word will come. Aren't you glad it's a new way? I said it the other night, I'll say it again. Calvinists believe that only certain ones were born to be saved. But we believe whosoever will.
Amen.
It's undeniable we're all sinners. You know that we're just like Mephibosheth. The Bible said because of the disobedience of one that we all became sinners. It was because of the fall. But by the obedience of that man, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He did something. There's no denying that the Lord saved me. There's some undeniable truths about our lives that nobody could ever persuade us. I'd find you and I'd say this. I hope every man in here feels this way. I feel like that my wife is exactly who the Lord wanted me to have. I feel like God done with my family. He gave me 3 daughters and a son. He didn't make a mistake with Justin. He made him exactly how he wanted him to be. There's some things we can differ on. Brother Robin preached last night. We all got some walls we need to get tore down. And I'll say, when I get in the flesh, I'm terrible. I say things I ought not say when I get in the flesh. And you do too. I've said things in the flesh that I had to repent of. I have. But that which is spiritual, you know what the scripture teaches us? For a man's life consists of not of the things which he possesses.
Yeah.
The things that you possess.
Yeah.
The riches of this world. Yeah. That's not what life consists of.
Yeah.
But that which is spiritual, we hold no power on that. We have to have a clean life. But whether the wind blows, how it blows, we know not. We just see the effects of it. I've never had the spirit from time to time that I had all